Athabasca. An Athabasca area teenager who pulled a knife and attempted to stab a schoolmate after being repeatedly bullied, now faces probation, community service hours and a no-contact order with the victim as part of a 2-year conditional discharge. In Athabasca Provincial Court February 27, David Atfield, 18, pleaded guilty to assault with a weapon and will serve 24 months of probation as part of the conditional discharge he received from Judge Joanne Hughes. He's also prohibited from contacting the victim, will submit a sample of DNA to authorities and perform 40 hours of community service at least 1 month before his probation expires. Crown Prosecutor Nicole Parker had also sought an additional 3-year weapons ban under Section 110 of the Criminal Code, which Judge Hughes did not grant as Atfield hunts and partakes in other outdoor activities. Parker went on to say that although pulling the knife was inappropriate and unlawful, there were other factors at play, including that it was clear from the surveillance video that he was being bullied in the moments leading up to the assault. My understanding is that Mr. Atfield was new to the high school, having previously completed his school online. It's clear from the video that the group of individuals were repeatedly picking on him before he pulled out the knife, said Parker during sentencing arguments. While his response to pull out the knife was of course inappropriate and unlawful, the fact he was being bullied repeatedly at school prior to this incident, including by the kids in the video, goes to his moral blameworthiness. He was very cooperative with the RCMP and provided what sounds to me to be a very forthright and honest statement. Parker went on to note that while a conditional discharge for a violent crime is rare given recent precedent set by the Alberta Court of Appeals, she felt it was appropriate as it will focus on rehabilitation as Atfield has no prior criminal record. You're a very young man and these charges were brought in the context of you being bullied and it's unfortunate that you were young and you made a decision that was probably immature and probably not a decision that you would be making today. I hope you find other ways to protect yourself and to address this. I'm very sorry that you found yourself in the situation you did and that you found yourself in a position where you had to protect yourself and feel the consequences that came from it, said Judge Hughes, who accepted the joint sentence submission from Parker and defense lawyer Dilmanjeet Singh. Judge Hughes also took the time to stress the importance that the teen follow the terms of his probation, referencing the numerous people who had appeared in court earlier that day facing charges of breaching conditions of their probation. My heart is with you. I think you found yourself in a horrible position that day, and I think it's too bad that you're the only one who appears before me. I wish you all the best moving forward, said Judge Hughes. The crime. Parker told court that at approximately 10 a.m., November 22, 2022, Athabasca RCMP received a 911 call from the principal of Edwin Parr Composite School saying that Atfield, who was a student there at the time, had attempted to stab another teen with a knife. By the time RCMP arrived, the principal informed them that Atfield had calmed down and was in the office and that there was surveillance footage of the incident. Parker told court that a teacher had intervened and was able to prevent the stabbing from taking place, and by 10:20 a.m., RCMP had placed Atfield arrest for assault with a weapon. RCMP members conducted witness interviews and reviewed surveillance footage. Atfield was cooperative with RCMP and provided a statement saying that he had been bullied at school for a long time, said Parker. While being bullied that day by a group of boys, he became upset, pulled out his knife and chased one of the boys trying to stab him, at which point his teacher intervened. Cole Brennan, TownandCountryToday.com.